It's been a year since a rancher outside of Las Vegas and his militia supporters stood down federal agents. Cliven Bundy owes more than $1 million in delinquent cattle grazing fees and penalties to the Bureau of Land Management, but the BLM has stayed quiet in the year since, and Bundy supporters marked the anniversary of the standoff this past weekend by throwing a party. NPR's Kirk Sigler dropped by.
It was billed as a liberty celebration. All people who enjoy freedom were invited for a Bundy beef barbecue, patriotic music, cowboy poetry, some off-roading, and shooting.
Good, how are you?
I'm old and tired and buried.
For Robert Crooks, founder of the Mountain Minutemen, it was part reunion and part victory celebration.
And what you see in here is are the people that were here at the beginning, and we'll be here in the end. We're going to stand our ground.
Crooks proudly carries a semi-automatic handgun on his hip. He spent a good deal of time this past year camped out in his RV on this dusty patch of gravel near the driveway that leads to Bundy's old ranch house.
We the people stood up toe-to-toe with him, and Mr. Bundy got his cows back, and he's got his ranch, and BLM's gone. BLM no longer exists in this section of Nevada.
You can't see this on the radio, but that gives you a smile.
You have no idea, sir.
The Bundy standoff, and now a year of silence from the BLM and the U.S. attorney, has reinvigorated what's often called the sovereign citizen movement on Western lands. One of its goals is for states and local sheriffs to seize control of federal public land. This year, nearly a dozen legislatures in Western states have considered bills that seek to transfer ownership and management of federal lands to the states. A bill here in Nevada has some momentum. Bundy and his supporters converged at the state capitol this month for a rally on its behalf. Republican state lawmaker Michelle Fiore is the bill's sponsor.
Simply put, we need to get our land back in the hands of the people where it belongs.
This is Fiore speaking on a Las Vegas conservative news talk station.
Currently, our federal government owns 84% of Nevada's land and has been enforcing taxes and fees as they see fit for nearly 150 years.
Fiore is a staunch Bundy supporter. Many conservatives distanced themselves from the rancher a few days after last April's standoff when he wondered aloud to a newspaper reporter whether black people were better off under slavery. Since the armed standoff, the BLM, meanwhile, has pretty much stopped managing or patrolling this vast corner of southern Nevada. Alan O'Neill is a retired park superintendent at the nearby Lake Mead National Recreation Area. He says the federal government's inaction is giving new momentum to Cliven Bundy and his cause.
This sets a very bad precedent. In other words, anybody that doesn't want to follow any federal laws or regulations can do so if they have enough, you know, firepower with them.
O'Neill was involved in the negotiations that first led to environmental restrictions being placed on cattle ranchers like Bundy in the mid-1990s.
The more time goes by, the more brazen, you know, Bundy is and Bundy's followers. Well, you know, they can get by with this because the federal government's not going to do anything. And if all we have to do is threaten a range war or threaten violence out there and the government's going to back off.
It's clear that federal officials are still worried about the possibility of violence if they return to the Bundy Ranch. The BLM declined an interview request, but in a statement, the agency said that, like a year ago, its primary goal is to resolve the matter safely and according to the rule of law. Things were quiet and peaceful over the weekend.
All right, you guys tell me what to do.
Before the party started, people gathered under the shade of a tent, unloading fixings for the barbecue and setting up tables for a T-shirt and book sale. The Bundys weren't available for an interview, but their friend Shauna Cox was eager to talk. Cox, who drove over from Utah, says this fight is about a lot more than some cows.
Cliven and his family put their lives, their children, their home, everything they had on the line to help stand up for the Constitution of the United States, for our freedoms that all of our forefathers fought for this country.
Cox says she and others here plan to stand their ground until the state of Nevada is in full control of this land. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.